we all like to get outside. We all love the outdoors, and it's fun. You know, it's something we can just relax at and have a good time. The weather's decent. It's not not far from where we live, and it's just a beautiful area. We love doing it.
Brian Camp is in the middle of a 15-acre cornfield with his family and friends. There are more than half a dozen people who drove to this farm in the town of Hilton. They're not farmers. They're here to have a good time wandering through a maze.
Well, actually, it's an interactive game right in the middle of Mother Nature. It's a 15-acre cornfield that we carved an intricate pattern into.
Pat Zarpentine and her husband have run Zarpentine Farms and its apple orchards for the last 25 years. This year, they've been trying out one of the newest tools small farmers are using to keep their land in the family. It's called agritainment, packaging a visit to a farm as an experience that people will pay to share. According to the North American Farmers Direct Marketing Association, more than 400 farms in the United States and Canada are making money by turning at least part of their land into entertainment ventures. Charles Touchette is the association's executive director.
It's become very big within what we more generally refer to as farm direct marketing. And that is anything on a farm where the public is being invited to come to the farm directly and have activity with the farm or the farmer.
The fall hayride at Zarpentine Farms circles land that's been in the family since 1832. But today, the farm is under pressure from the expanding Rochester, New York suburbs. Foundations are being dug for new homes just a few hundred yards up the road. Pat Zarpentine says she and her husband have been watching the town of Hilton change.
You know, we've seen other people having to sell off lots and sell off parcels in order to survive. And we really wanted to hold on to this. There's such a strong tradition here.
Zarpentine Farms already sells directly to customers through a farm market. Pat Zarpentine says the family wanted something that would draw new customers but be in touch with their farming heritage. Some farmers have put in paintball courses or motocross tracks, but the Zarpentine family found their answer through a Utah-based company called The Maze that designs and cuts intricate mazes in cornfields.
We deliberately chose a big maze in a big acres. The 15 acres is one of, if not, we are actually going for a Guinness World Record. But we wanted it so that we could have the design in such a way that you wouldn't be able to see from one path to the next path.
The corn towers above your head in the maze, and the wind rustles the stalks. You walk on beaten earth paths and follow clues in the form of riddles that can help you find the exit. After about 45 minutes in the maze, 14-year-old Owen Camp and Shannon Popowich say it's a good way to spend a Saturday.
Yeah, sometime when you have, like, time on your hands.
Yeah, like, all day.
Zarpentine Farms charges $7 a head for adults to wander through the corn maze. Pat Zarpentine says her family's first experiment with agritainment hasn't actually turned a profit, but she says the visitors have definitely boosted sales at the farm market, and the maze attracts the right people.
We get a lot of families. That's our biggest draw. It's a great outing, fun, wholesome, great time for the family to come together, spend quality time together, just enjoying outdoors in a setting that most families don't ever get an opportunity.
Agritainment is a growing business. Charles Touchette of the Farmers Direct Marketing Association says it's driven by a desire for some Americans to get back to their roots.
It used to be a generation or two ago that everybody knew their grandparents' farm, and that's not the case anymore. Now that's three and four generations ago, and a farm is a unique, it's a novelty to most Americans, and yet it's just something that's still in all of our blood.
Touchette says there are no reliable numbers yet on how many farms in the U.S. are offering agritourism, but it's growing aggressively as people start to appreciate farms at a different level. For the Great Lakes Radio Consortium, I'm Bud Lowell.